Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Trac O'Brien, and this week we're having a look at Halloween. Each year, this annual celebration, which is cherished by children up and down the country, has increasingly become quite the consumption ritual, with mountains of discarded pumpkins, costumes, decorations and sweet wrappers in our landfills. So what can we do about it? Let's have a chat with the green kids first and see what they're planning.
I'm gonna make my own costume and I'm gonna be Wednesday.
From the Addams Family?
Yes. I'm gonna wear like black shoes, black tights, and get a wig from last year and like do plaits on them. And yeah.
And what are you gonna do to cut down on waste for Halloween this year?
You can make your own decorations, like just draw like ghosts or pumpkins or something, and then cut them out and like stick them up on the walls or on the windows so people can see them outside. And then you can store them away for next year.
Great stuff from the Green Kids, making their own costumes and decorations. I next spoke to sustainability expert Evelyn Fitzpatrick from the Refill Mill.
So I'm kind of the opinion that Halloween has got a little bit more commercial than what we grew up with.
Yes.
It's quite obvious, actually. It's everywhere and it's the whole month now. So
yeah.
There's loads of things that we can do to be more eco-friendly for it. So a little bit about costumes. The best thing would be to avoid those cheap disposable costumes.
Very fast fashion.
Very fast fashion. Yeah, and they're not good quality. So if we could avoid them at all, that would be great. And I always thought the best part about dressing up for Halloween was actually making my own costume. So I'm a big advocate for making my own costume. But not everybody is into that.
Yep.
So there are alternatives. At this time of the year, charity shops are full of costumes. They've loads of costumes and ideas for costumes. But a nice thing to do is also organise maybe a swap shop amongst your friends, especially if you've got kids. Or ask your local school if they would consider doing a swap shop so that you can reuse last year's costumes and other people can enjoy it this year.
Very good.
So that's one way of kind of reducing the waste and just getting people to think about the impact of their costumes. Decorations is similar.
Yes, that's something that's really beginning to grow now, you can see.
It's
gone Christmassy.
Yeah, it is. People are kind of going harder going home with the decorations. So it's, again, bringing it back to basics with that. The natural decorations is what I would be all for. So the likes of your pumpkins and using kind of autumn leaves. You can do things like dipping the leaves in melted beeswax wraps to preserve them. And then you can have them again for next year.
All right, okay.
So there's little things like that. Just bringing nature into your house rather than plastic. But if you wanted the aesthetic of the decorations as well, shopping secondhand for them, crafting your own. And if you are going to buy new, then I would say to invest in quality stuff rather
that's
than just
last,
cheap
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of a change in the mindset on what we're buying there.
Perfect.
And I also wanted to give a nod to the natural alternatives to the face paints and to hairspray and things like that first.
Yeah.
So when you are buying those kind of things, there are organic natural alternatives to the chemical filled ones that we're used to putting on our faces. So Jiminy would be a great place.
Jiminy.ie.
They're a plastic free natural toy shop and they're online.
All right, okay.
They're online and it's great for Christmas presents as well.
Yeah.
But it's got everything you need for the little ones and we order from them as well. So we've got a few things on our website from them. So it would be natural face paints. And there is also a natural hair mascara, which is just, you know, you can get purple or green or whatever colours you want and it washes out straight away.
Okay.
So it's not harmful to the environment and it's also kind to your skin.
Easy to wash out. It's also
easy to wash out. It's always a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can, homemade treats, especially if you have little ones, to kind of get involved in making the kind of...
baked cookies or something
exactly.
like that. Shape them like...
ghosts and pumpkins and whatever, you know. So it's very simple things. And it is bringing it back to basics, like we said. So, yeah.
That's perfect. Listen, thanks very much, Evelyn. There's plenty to go on there. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lots of simple ideas there on ways we can make this great yearly celebration a little more eco-friendly and sustainable for the years ahead.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.